Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I actually have a question about your test.
I'm sorry?
I said, actually, I have a question about your test. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, we don't have any information about the test. We just provide you with testing sites or...
Well, okay, hold on. So on your website, it says that you are able, that if you are a member of clergy or a minister, that you may get a COVID test, correct?
Anyone can get the COVID test. It doesn't matter.
Not the COVID test, the vaccination.
Yes, ma'am, or the vaccination.
Okay, so if you're a member of clergy, so it says when I was trying to sign, so I work for a church and I'm around a lot of people. I am not an actual minister. So it says you have to provide documentation when you come to get your vaccination. What kind of documentation are you looking for? Like paycheck? I mean, what are you looking for?
Okay, so you want to know what information is needed to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to reach out for assistance. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, I'm still reaching out for assistance. It'll be just a few more moments.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, sorry, I had to put you on hold for a second, had a work call come in. I'm sorry, I had to put you on hold for a second. Did you get an answer?
Oh, I'm still waiting for assistance now.
Oh, okay. No worries. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you because I had to jump over to another call and get rid of her. Okay, I'll just sit here and wait. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, ma'am. So I did get assistance here. They were stating that only need your information to be pre-registered for the vaccine, just your name, phone number, email, and your age. So you can do that on the vaccine appointment line.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure. So I'm going to be driving from Georgia, and I just want to make sure before I get in the car and drive there and make an appointment that I know what I'm doing. And so I went to your website, which, by the way, is a lot better off than ours right now, and just said first dose. I picked a county. I put my age. And then on the questions of where does it fit me, I checked. Clergy or minister. Now, I am not a member of the clergy or a minister, but I work in a church and I'm around people all the time. That's why I'm trying to make sure if I drive all the way over there, I'll be able to get a vaccination.
Yes, ma'am. Anyone can pre-register for the vaccine.
Okay. And then what paperwork do I have to provide when I get there? Because it says be prepared to prove your answers at the time of vaccination. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. It says, be prepared to prove your answers. So what proof do you need from me to make – I want to make sure I bring it because I'm driving from Georgia.
I'm not sure. I'll have to reach out for assistance again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so I asked, did you need any paperwork? They stated that you don't need any paperwork.
Okay, I'll just schedule an appointment. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.